In my 40s now, it was during my teenage years that I lived in Rhodesia, Africa, where my parents were doing medical missionary work. Apartheid, separation based on race, was a legal and social system in place there at that time. Apartheid is an evil system based on greed and self-interest, a system wherein legal rights mean everything. It's a system that promotes an enduring hatred, one that transfers from one generation to the next. And it's a system that is doomed to failure simply because, as Lincoln put it, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I thought apartheid, with its inherent principles of segregation, was something I left behind in Africa. I was shocked to find I was wrong. America itself has harbored and fostered its own system of apartheid, a system that continues to this very day through a federal Indian policy that segregates Indian people onto reservations and insists that they be treated differently than other citizens. I have a dear and good friend, a full-blooded Anishinaabe. Not long ago, he told me that between the racists out there and the well-intentioned but naive liberals, his people don't have a chance. Indian people are hated by one group, idealized and romanticized by the other, and ignored by the rest. He concluded by saying he was watching his extended family die as a result. I believe he speaks the truth because I know my friend to be a man who speaks from the heart as well as his mind. Furthermore, anyone with first-hand knowledge of Indian reservations knows the truth of his words. In the vast majority of cases, reservations are truly America's models of destruction, and it is not the fault of the Indian people. Who put the Indian people onto reservations in the first place? And who today is insisting that reservations are good places? And why? Federal Indian policy has been a disaster from day one. That there even is a federal Indian policy is wrong. How would white people like it if there was a federal white policy? Our government has decided to treat Indian people differently than all others. As a result, Indian people are considered separately from all other citizens. Another word for separate is segregate. Shame on us. Our government needs to either recognize and treat Indian nations, all 557 of them, as true sovereigns, just like Canada, Mexico, or any other in the United Nations General Assembly, or it must stop playing this cruel hoax upon the Indian people, letting them believe they are sovereign when in reality they are not. I suggest that the United States federal government will never recognize and, even more importantly, treat tribes like Canada or Mexico. Left with the cruel hoax, we the people must demand that it end. We must finally and unconditionally welcome the American Indian into the fold as full and equal citizens, nothing more and nothing less. If we do not, we are as guilty as Custer.